The OJ's biggest hit, that is Love Train. You're listening to The Jukebox. I'm your host, Julian Taylor. And this episode is songs that are 50 years old. Yes, all of these songs came out in the early 70s and are all part of the fabric of popular culture as we know it today. Love Train hit number one on the charts and was there for a couple weeks. The OJ's are certainly one of those groups that you got to check out if you're into that funk, soul, R&B scene of the 70s. Another band that fits into that genre but also is partially outside of it, a little bit of rock and roll too in their vibe, War. We've got the Cisco Kid coming up, a song actually written about a TV show and the story of a Mexican cowboy. Willie Mitchell, Call of the Moose, will be also coming up on the Jukebox show here. This particular song was released back in the early 70s and is now on a collection of songs called Native North America Volume 1, and it has been recognized by the Grammys. Willie Mitchell was born in New York State and is of Mohawk and Algonquin descent, and well, here he is. He's coming up on the show with a song called Call the Moose. Before that, we've got Gladys Knight and the Pips with Midnight Train to Georgia, a great song that I remember listening to growing up. In 1999, it was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. We also have something from one of the most influential artists of the 20th century. Although he was only in the public eye for about 5 years, so half a decade, Jimi Hendrix is still considered one of the greatest guitar players and writers of all time. Here's a song that doesn't get a lot of airplay, but a song that I really dig. It's called Bleeding Heart. This is Jimi Hendrix on the Jukebox. Thank you.
Mr. The Stan and an older woman. This caused my heart to bleed.
Is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
The name of the song is Call of the Moose. Cry, dying high in the sky, and I listen to the call of the moose, and she lays down to die. Don't you know, you gotta let him be. Don't you know, can't you see? And I listen to the man of the law, I listen to his way, and I listen to a crack of a gun, and I'm the one that had to pay. And I listen to the Ojibwe chant and to the drumming of the Cree. And I listen to the cry of the people dying of mercury. Don't you know, young little bee? Don't you know, can't you see? Don't you know, young little bee, let it be? crickets are all in tune, and I listen to a dying tree and to the whistling of a loon, and I listen to a howling wolf echo throughout the night, and I listen to a bark of a seal, and he's just a buddy sight. Don't you know, you gotta let him be. Don't you know, can't you see? Don't you know, you gotta let him be. Don't you know, can't you see?
Big love to our sponsors, Paul Hahn and Company, Toronto's piano store. They do everything piano related: sales, tuning, repair, refinishing, restoration, and everything in between.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
The fantastic soulful rock vibes of the Doobie Brothers and China Groove. How you doing? This is the Jukebox. Thanks for tuning into the show and our episode on songs that have just turned 50. I am your host, Julian Taylor, and we've got more music coming up on the show for you. We have something from Lighthouse, a tune called Pretty Lady. They were just inducted into the SoCan Songwriting Hall of Fame and are a very celebrated Canadian group, winning a couple Junos of their own, and certainly touring around the world, making a lot of noise and making a lot of people very happy. They're coming up on the show. Music from a very interesting artist from Chesterfield Inlet in Northwest Territories, Alexis Utenax, and a song that we would like to bring you from the north. He has played at numerous concerts over the years, including Nunavut, Yellowknife, Toronto, and Ottawa, and currently lives in Baker Lake. Enjoy these vibes from Alexis Utenak on the Jukebox.
Ikaliak bibinipon, ikaluka umliman, nanilikiak ilipan. 많이 둔
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.